All right, welcome back in. A big, big day here in Houston sports. A big, big day for the Astros that is continuing. There's just over 30 minutes left until the trade deadline officially ends at 5 o'clock, and the Astros have been busy making deals. The deals they've made today, Jesus Sanchez, an outfielder, a left-handed bat that they were in search for, a solid bat, 254, 320 on base, 10 home runs, 36 RBIs, and he's got 9 steals, so he can run a little bit from the outfield. So he gives them a left-handed bat and the ability for them to do different things in the outfield. But the big news today clearly is the return of Carlos Correa. He is a hometown hero, one of those guys that are core guys. And by the way, Brendan Rodgers gave up that number already, right? That's clear, right?
If he hadn't, I hope he knows he is.
like Brendan, that you're gonna have to go with something else. I know you had number.
Brendan
one.
Got his position and his damn number taken. He may get a little bread for it though. Los is good people. He may get a little bread for it.
Make a little bread, or Los may not have to do anything depending on what happens here coming up with Brendan Rodgers. Who knows? He'll number one will be back, and he will be playing third base. A couple of things to go with this, guys. There was quotes here. Chandler Rome reports from The Athletic. There is one prospect going back to the Minnesota Twins in the Carlos Correa deal. Sources tell The Athletic, and the Twins are eating some of the money. The deal is pending on a medical review. So if it is the Astros doing the physical and medical review, he should be in easy, good shape to pass that. So that shouldn't be in any situation or any issue there.
Yeah. Hey, look, the depth of that medical exam is going to depend on how much money Minnesota's eating, ain't it?
Nah, man. It ain't even that, man. Just go ahead and let whoever's been doing Yordan's evaluations, just let that guy do it.
Ron, what is that? What is that? I can't even remember what they're advertising, but that one meme you see all the time where that big heavy set security guard, he's supposed to be working
security.
Oh, yeah,
he just let him go through.
He just kind of lets him go through.
Just letting him go. Yeah, that's the person who did Yordan.
That's what we need. That's what we need for
Los. Just do your normal job, Astros training staff, and he should be cleared whether he's got major problems or not. So, that is, and by the way, when we say that one prospect, it also has been reported, Clint, that Bryce Matthews is not going to the Marlins or the Twins in the trades that the Astros have completed today. So no Bryce Matthews, their top prospect, who they called up, and he basically beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in a 3-game series by himself last week or a couple of weeks ago. He is not included in either of the deals that they've made today. Not sure of the prospect or how much the Twins are making or paying, but we know Bryce Matthews is not a part of any of those deals. A couple of comments from Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa said, it is the right time of his career to move to third base. We were waiting for a shortstop to come into Minnesota, and now that I get to play third base, it will be great for me at this stage of my career. Also, Correa had a message for the fans, so get going here. I'm coming home, and there's only one goal in mind, and that's to win a championship.
I just want to run through a brick wall on a Thursday right now.
You just do it, man.
Let's go get ring number three.
Man. Hey, go ahead, Tyler. I'll give you permission. Go to that back wall and start gyrating. Do your back.
Ooh,
that
I like
ass
where your head's at. I'll shake some ass. I got to prepare myself mentally for the 5 o'clock hour for it, though.
Do it, man. Get it out, man.
I got to prepare.
You ought to be, man. Do your thing.
It's been quite the hit, Tyler. You might as well give him a new one, man.
Yeah, why not, man? Just
give him a second version, man.
I said just run into a brick wall. Give that ass a shake.
I do like
do what you
ass.
Need to do, fellas. Real quick, are you and everybody here a part of the show? You know, you can chime in too. Are you guys surprised that the Astros, you know, this version of the Astros? Are you surprised that they got this aggressive? And we are still hearing the Dylan Cease thing they're working on really hard. Are you surprised they got this aggressive and brought in these guys?
I'm not. I'm not I'm not surprised. I mean, you'd be a fool to think that, whether it's the Astros diagnosing these guys or not, you'd be a fool to think that all of these guys, all of these injured players are going to come back and every one of them are going to be playing at the top of their game, which is what would have to happen. If they would have not made any moves, that would have had to happen for the Astros to have a legit shot in an American League that's there for the taking, right? You'd have been a fool, I think, to bet on all of that happening. And so I think they've told us multiple times the window's still open. I don't know why it wouldn't be. As injured as you've been, you still have a 5-game lead in the division this year. I'm not surprised that they got this aggressive. In fact, I won't be surprised if they're not done yet and they got 27 and a half minutes left to make a move for Dylan Cease.
Yeah, by the way, the Rangers, they make a big move. They're 5 games behind the Astros in the West. They make a big move. They are bringing in Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks. He was one of the big starting pitching potential trade candidates that people were looking at. They bring him in and add to their rotation. So Seattle, Texas, and the Astros in the West are among the top teams that are most involved in what's going on here. And Clint, I'll tell you what, I was curious of how they would handle this, Clint, because we've talked about this. There has been a shift in how the Astros are doing business, especially when it comes to, you know, how they're going to pay players and the decisions they're making. For them to take on the money, and I know what you said about Correa and how much, you know, this really results into like a 3.5-year deal. That's just, you know, just a bit over $100 million. But I didn't know if they'd be willing to take on money like that. I didn't know if they'd be willing to, and we'll see what kind of prospect they have to give up for the moves they make. But I didn't know if they would still do that. But we have to remember, Clint, that Jim Crane is running this puppy. And Jim Crane, what we always know, and he has been as real about this as anything, and that is, if they need to go get something, if they have to go get something, whether it be Zach Greinke, whether it be, you know, anybody that they need to go get, if they got to go get him, Justin Verlander, another one, if they have to go get him, he'll go get him. And he sees this team, obviously, has one of the best records in the American League, and he said, let's go. We got to pick it up. These guys have done everything they could thus far, but we have to go pick them up, and I'm going to sign off, and you got to go do this. Let's see what prospects it takes, what money. Let's go do it. And he is still that same guy that did all those things to go get, you know, all of the players he's gone and got over the years at the deadline.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. I mean, we can bitch and moan about him not, you know, paying the 6, 7, 8-year, you know, top of the market deals of these guys, but and that's fine. I mean, I understand the gripe, but the beauty of it is if the team proves over the first half of the season or leading up to the All-Star break that this window's still open, then Jim Crane will shift gears and go get what we need to get to hopefully make another ALCS World Series run. And this is one more time when, whether they make another move at this point or not, I think he's done that. He's proven that. He's checked that box.
Absolutely.
But to your point, with Ryan Gusto out, the huge gamble here with the Astros moving forward with this particular pitching rotation is you are banking on Lance McCullers, Spencer Arrighetti, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia. You're banking on those guys in a major, major way. So let's put the cherry on top, Tyler, and go get Dylan Cease or that third level starter, man. That'd be beautiful.
Well, Clint, hell, right now, I mean, who's the fifth person in the rotation at this point? Because Lance right now is on the IL, and obviously Brandon Walter is on the IL, and those other guys are still in Sugarland. So you just lost Ryan Gusto. I'd almost be surprised at this point, Clint, if they don't have something done in the next, you know, 25 minutes or so, if they don't have another pitcher. And that was one of the things that was said, a starter who could start a game 3. And they haven't done that, and the Dylan Cease conversation continues to be talked about. People continue. Chandler Rome just brought something up again with about 25 minutes left. that he is, their talks are still going with the Padres. By the way, the Padres are in it too. So so there's a lot to roll with going on right now. All right, let's switch gears just a bit. And again, if anything breaks with Dylan Cease or anybody else that the Astros may add, we will completely jump in and give you that news. So stay right here on your Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.